This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Might be considered Monday for many people, Tuesday for us, because most of us were here yesterday, Victoria. Jennifer Horn on board the boat. Victoria Keelan is on board. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the good ship DJV. Speaking of ships, there are a lot of shipping canals, what do we call it? Shipping lanes that have been affected by Hurricane Dorian, and That continues to be something a lot of people are talking about. But more to something that specifically comes from the world of those who boat, of interest and import here, going to Santa Cruz, California, where we are heard on a couple of radio stations, actually, in that area. Jennifer, this is a diving boat.
Yeah, had actually, a lot of just people. To be a little more specific, and we are still in that area up in Ventura, but Santa Cruz is in Northern California. Santa Cruz Island is off the coast of Ventura and Santa Barbara. That's where this happened, actually. And in California, there are a lot of companies who do different types of boating adventures. This was a dive adventure that people had stood up or had signed up for. That was 3 days, and basically you went out on this dive boat, you spent the night, they took you to different locations, including Anacapa, which is near Catalina. They took you to, I think, four different places where you could dive. And this boat, the Conception, was docked off the coast of Santa Cruz Island. When the Coast Guard received this kind of garbled up mayday call, apparently what had happened, and they still don't know exactly what caused this boat to just erupt into a fireball of flames. The pictures are unbelievable. There was not a lot of time for anybody to get off. The only people who seem to have survived this are the crew members who were actually above board. They were on deck, and they saw the fire break out. They called for help. They had no choice but to jump off, and a passerby, they called a Good Samaritan ship, picked it up. It was called the Grape Escape, actually. They picked up some of these crew members, and it seems only the five crew members are the ones to have survived this at this point. So far, overnight, they found some more bodies. 25 bodies have been recovered now, as of last count. There are still 9 people missing, and the hope was yesterday that some of these people were able to swim to shore of Santa Cruz Island because they were only 20 yards from the shore when this happened. But everybody who was on the boat for sport and for fun, they were under the hull of the ship. They were there sleeping. It was 3:30 in the morning when this call came. And so many feel that if they were even awake at the time, the smoke consumed them so quickly. They all, the bodies that had been found had been pretty consistent with drowning. So this boat started, once the fire started, the boat started to sink. And Coast Guard was trying to put the fire out. They basically watched the whole thing go down underneath the water. Just the tip of it is now sticking up, I guess. And they're trying to recover some of the bodies from that area, but it's so tough for them to get in there because the boat is so problematic.
It's not that big a boat. It's only 75 right. Footer, so it's not a really big.
It's not huge.
Boat, but there weren't that many people.
I think the capacity was 43 or something, and they had 39 on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Hold on to that. Think about that. What happens in that circumstance? There's so many crazy ways you can encounter that are dangerous. There's so much danger around us if you think about it. And if you think about it, fear-based thinking would never do anything. How dangerous it is to live, but not just in our time. You know, you think about all the modern dangers and people say, oh, my heavens, cars are so dangerous and trucks are dangerous and airplanes are dangerous and all these modes of transportation are dangerous. But think about what it was like during the Neanderthal or Cro-Magnon era, when you could step out of your cave and be eaten by whatever was handy by. So it's not necessarily any more or less dangerous. It's just more dramatic because the news media makes things more dramatic.
I think this is pretty dramatic.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not dramatic. I'm just saying that to understand the realities of the world now versus then, there are dangers in life. Every day there are good pieces of, you know, that may be then you can make a pet out of the lion wants to eat you when you come out of the cave. Or it's just, you know, the reality is it's tough. And you got to be prepared for things. But how would you be prepared for something like this? Because you would never expect anything like this to happen. It just is... And
well, especially so close to shore. I mean, they've looked it through safety violations, and apparently there were a few, but the owner of the boat, the company that owned the boat, they quickly addressed those.
Yeah, there are always going to be those kinds of things.
Yeah, they had a couple that were related to fire safety. They had a 2016 inspection that had them replace the heat detector in the galley, and then one that was in 2014 that cited a leaky fire hose, and that's it. They took care of those,
Yeah. It's really something very strange. It'd be interesting to dig around and find out. Oh, this is one of those things, at the beginning you don't really know, a lot of speculation. So let's just hold a good thought for the families of the people who were lost and move on to do other things. And sort of in that same vein, yesterday we were talking about Kevin Hart and what happened in the crash in his car above the Malibu Hills on Sunday night. His wife says he's going to be okay, but if you look at some of the pictures of the wreck, you wonder how this guy, this is the aftermath of this, the crash site. It could have been a lot worse than it was for him. 1970 Plymouth Barracuda, if you haven't heard the story, was on Mulholland Highway, rolled over an embankment early Sunday morning. Hart was not the driver. A fellow named Jared Black was driving. They both have bad, now they've had problems with their back. There was a lady in the car named Rebecca Brocksterman. Is that the way we pronounce it? She didn't have any real injuries. But losing control of a car on this kind of a road, again, you go out in a car, expect to have a little bit of fun, and something happens like this. But the only thing that's different from today versus yesterday is that you know a little bit more about Kevin Hart and his condition and the friend's condition, but you don't really know what happened. You're continuing to look at it. The CHP says the car lost control as it turned from a canyon road onto the highway. Well, okay, so why? How? Something happened to the steering? Were they drinking?
No, I think this is pretty obvious. If you've ever driven any kind of car with that kind of muscle power, and I think you probably have too, Doug.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious that he let his friend drive the car and he took a turn.
Didn't know what he was doing.
Had no idea how powerful that Barracuda is. All those old muscle cars, and he just was going too fast. Yeah. So I think that's probably what it's going to come down to. He just could not control the power of the car.
No. Well, all the people involved seem to be okay. And there's a lesson here, again, back to what Victoria said about driving, having control. Oh, but it's so much fun to drive fast. Yeah, it is. But if you don't know what you're doing, not so much fun. And that's part of the, you can have fun. These cars are they don't call them muscle cars for nothing. You drive one of those old fastback Mustangs with a big 500 cubic inch engine in it, those things take off like a bullet. As a matter of fact, remember the bullet car from the movie Bullet? That Ford Mustang, the 69 Ford Mustang? They set the standard for a popular muscle car. They weren't expensive, had big engines in them, and they, because of the design, the fastback, they had less wind resistance, and man, could those things fly. Woo! And these Barracudas, same thing. The Barracuda was the competition for those fastback Mustangs in that era. So it was the same thing. I bet you it's easy as a 500-horse engine in it. Easy. Speaking of horsepower, Hurricane Dorian, 5 dead in the Bahamas. The storm still kind of slow, I guess, in terms of pummeling the islands and the east coast of Florida. It simply is something that, it's not as bad, how do you describe bad, as it might have been in terms of, the flooding in the Bahamas, because
the Bahamas got pummeled.
There's nothing to stop it. There's nothing, because it's going so slow. There's nothing, there's no land mass to slow it down or stop it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, so, the loss of life is only five, not to say only five, but it could have been worse. But 13,000 houses at the first estimate, this is before they've actually gotten in there and looked around, have either been damaged or destroyed, according to the Red Cross. That's huge. It's a huge amount, especially in a place where there's not a ton of money to fix those houses up again.
Yeah. But there's still
a lot of money in the resort areas, but not a lot of money anywhere
else. Well, it's interesting because Chef Jose Andres is there now in the Bahamas, and he's one of, he's the chef that like always goes into these situations to make food and provide food for a lot of people. And there was a video of him yesterday kind of in the middle of it, and he was saying, we're not even in the middle of the storm. We're miles and miles away from it. And it was, the video was insane, just wind everywhere, rain everywhere. So were there smaller islands that were in the middle of the eye that we haven't seen things from yet?
Well, there are smaller islands along the Bahamas chain, if that's what the question is.
Yeah, I just have a feeling that, you know, we're able to, we're talking about how terrible it is in the Bahamas, and obviously it is, but they still have enough access to, you know, internet, and they're able to take videos and upload it places. I have feelings that we're going to see pictures afterwards of places that are even more decimated than the Bahamas are.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. So what's the latest projection on the storm track? Anybody following that? There were three possibilities.
Yeah, the National Hurricane Center issued the update for the day about 30 minutes ago, and they say that it's that Florida is going to get hit later today. So at some point today, maybe even into tomorrow, because the storm is moving so slowly, that's when they expect it to hit Florida. Now, Florida's already got rain and a lot of, and some gusts of wind that have been reported in the 60 to 70 miles per hour range. So it's really storm surge, I think, is going to be the biggest threat, because parts of Florida's coasts are either at or below sea level. Same with Georgia and South Carolina. And they say there's still a risk of hurricane force winds along North Carolina's coast. And just basically by the end of this week, the rest of the mid-Atlantic coast up, you know, through Virginia, maybe even Maryland and Delaware, is going to just get the storm surge. If the hurricane doesn't move any further than where it is now. But the problem is it's slowed down even more, and it's gone down to a category 3, but it's also larger. And this storm just keeps getting wider and wider, so it's going to affect more of an area, just not as badly as it has when it
right. Lots of wind and lots of rain as you go across Florida.
Well, and flooding is really going to be the worst part that the East Coast is going to have to deal with. That's going to be, I think, the flooding and storm surge, because people don't realize that storm surge, that's what Hurricane Sandy was. It wasn't even rain. Hurricane Sandy decimated the East Coast here.
It's the backside of it.
It was the storm surge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it looks to me, from what I can gather, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, that the track takes it sort of the inland part of this. It's slowing down now, and it'll go up into Georgia, those coastal areas you were talking about, maybe well inland, could affect Atlanta. And then it bounces, sort of not bounce because it's going too slow to bounce, but moves back out to sea pretty much along.
That's one option. Yeah, they just don't really know what it's going to do as it keeps moving.
Stopped. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the update. Keep your fingers crossed if you're down in Florida that things won't be as bad as they might have been, but you're still going to get a lot of rain and a lot of wind. Here's something that will be good in terms of thinking about what's good versus what's not so good. If you have maybe played a lot of baseball, or maybe you played hockey, or maybe you were a football player or something when you were in high school or college, and maybe you still like to play around, but you have those old sports aches and pains, and you haven't really figured out how to get over them, Joint Formula 14 will be the secret to your success, male or female. Age doesn't make any difference. It just is something that will take hold of the pain and the aches and relieve them for you. It's fast-acting. In 14 days, you'll feel so much better. That's the guarantee from the folks at Sierra Seal that make Joint Formula 14. You'll be feeling a lot better or your money back. So if you're living with aches and pains and you want to feel better, let's get on the line now at 877-743-7720. Or you can order online at achefree.live. Use the DJV code. You get a special 50% off offer. It's achefree.live for Joint Formula 14 to feel so much better.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Song sets the tone, doesn't it? Marvin Gaye and the Music Focus here 24 after on this Tuesday. Marvin Gaye's legendary May 1972 concert in Washington, featuring his only full album performance of the classic What's Going On, will be reissued as a standalone live album for the first time this October. It's due out October the 18th via Motown, highlighting his May 1st, 1972 performance at the Kennedy Center, a gig that's marked both the culmination of his hometown Washington's Marvin Gaye Day, as well as Gaye's first concert in 4 years. And in addition to the near full album performance of What's Going On, a delay in switching reel-to-reel tapes at the time resulted in the exclusion of Mercy, Mercy Me. The live album also features Gaye's long live performance of four other songs. That's the Way Love Is, and You, part of the 13-minute concert opening 60s medley, along with Right On and Holy, Holy, featured on this new live album. This would be kind of fun. Crack this up, Carol, will you?
Wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
Stuff we're talking about today, musically, he was on 50 years ago, when he first started singing about the ecology. All those things are issues today that are a part of that song. So anyway, this is going to be available next month. Motown Records, I'm guessing it's downloadable at a Motown site. Yes, Victoria, is Motown?
Oh, yeah, it'll be on the all the streaming stuff, and yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a very interesting, the right word for his life. His father was a minister, if I remember the story correctly, and they were arguing about his lifestyle. The father and son, Marvin Gaye and his father, were arguing about his lifestyle. Somehow a gun appeared on the scene, and by the time the discussion was over, Marvin Gaye was dead. So he was 34 maybe. something like that, wasn't it? He's quite a young fellow, and he just imagined if he'd have lived another 30, 40, 50 years, what else would have been his contribution. Now, let's focus on something a lot of people don't know much about. In the summer of 1969, Harlem's Mount Morris Park hosted a series of free Sunday afternoon concerts. They were known collectively as the Harlem Cultural Festival, featured a lot of artists, Nina Simone, Stevie Wonder, Sly and the Family Stone, B.B. King, the Staples, Fifth Dimension, Gladys Knight. Series had been was unprecedented in its success in New York. Combined attendance numbers of 300,000 nearly rival those of the summer's other unexpected musical phenomenon, the Woodstock event, taking place about 100 miles north of New York City. As was the case with Woodstock, a filmmaker named Hal Truchin had captured the entirety of the Harlem Cultural Festival, confident that the combination of the music and the setting would add up to a feature-length film that would cement the series of concerts as generation-defining events. Unlike the rock festival, though, upstate, the legend of the Harlem Cultural Festival, sometimes referred to in later years as Black Woodstock, would become a largely forgotten historical footnote. The next summer, the festival was announced but never happened. Founder sued his white lawyer and investors for millions, accusing them of fraud and theft. The Harlem Cultural Festival actually began in 67. During the next three summers, it grew into a pretty vital crossroads of black music and culture and politics. But Mr. Tulchin's proposed film suffered the same fate as the festival. So all this stuff has been in the basement of his house for 50 years, and somebody's found it in the release of the concert film scheduled for what sometime next year looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're working on it right now, apparently.
There's a blast. Especially with all those people that participated. Super! 28 after the hour here. That's the story of Black Woodstock on the DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 5 people in the Bahamas have been killed by a slow-moving Hurricane Dorian, which has devastated that country. After the storm batters it for about 24 hours, the foreign minister there says,
from all accounts, we have received catastrophic damage.
The storm, now a Category 3, expected to move up the east coast of Florida, heading north towards Georgia and the Carolinas. Nearly 1,400 flights were canceled on Labor Day because of the storm. More than 1,200 more are canceled today. 25 people confirmed dead after a charter boat fire off the coast of Santa Cruz, California, early yesterday. A few people are still unaccounted for, so this fire official says,
we're always hopeful that there would be more survivors found, and the search and rescue operation continues.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour now. It's Tuesday, September the 3rd. Happy Labor Day. You didn't enjoy yesterday. You didn't listen to us. About two-thirds of us were here. Victoria, what'd you do? I forget what you said you were doing yesterday.
Oh, we just had a bunch of stuff with our friends over the weekend.
Oh,
we had a wiffle ball tournament and all kinds
of things.
Really?
Yeah. Who won?
Were you really good?
The girls won. Yeah.
The girls beat the boys. Oh,
we
that's
did.
Swell.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I like it when the boys beat the girls. Was it like a, did you really win? Did you really beat them like 18 to nothing or something?
We spanked them, yes.
You spanked them?
Listen to you.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yep.
Where did you have it, on the beach?
On the beach. We had some weather conditions. Yeah, it was a bit windy, so but yeah, it was fun.
That's okay, good. Jennifer, what did you do actually over the weekend? I forgot, you took it easy. You and I didn't get together, but...
Yeah, it seemed like a long time ago. Let's see, what did I do? I cleaned out my entire bathroom, which was very freeing. I purged a lot of products.
Uh-huh.
And if I ever tell you I've gone to a Sephora or an Ulta again in like the next 3 years, just tell me you're an idiot because I have way too much stuff.
Lovely.
And what else did I do? I had a happy hour on Sunday with my friends, and that was a lot of fun. On Saturday, Jeff and my mom and Jeff's dad and I went out to dinner. So we just did little things like that. It was actually nice. It was nice to stay home this weekend.
Yeah. And Kara
I took
was
two naps.
Did you?
Ah, love those naps.
One on Saturday, one on Sunday. Yeah.
I took one on Saturday. I didn't have time for one on Sunday, but Saturday.
Well, you've got to make up for the next 5 years, Jen, because those are the only naps you're going to take, right?
No kidding, because then I was back to not being able to sleep and getting like 2 hours last night. So, you know,
holy cow!
Yeah.
And Caro is at a pool. I just saw a picture of her on the Instagram.
I was at a pool every day.
Account.
I went to a crab feast. I hung out with friends. Yeah, it was great.
That's great. All right, check it out. Instagram, pictures galore. A few of me with Miles. Actually, that story is worth repeating, frankly, because I thought that it was such an amazing example of how Instagram or social media works. There are a lot of people complaining about Instagram, and or more Twitter, I think. Aren't there complaints mostly about Twitter these days as far as content
is concerned?
It's
Twitter and Facebook, yeah. I don't hear too many complaints about Instagram. It remains mostly a friendly place.
So Kacey Musgraves was in L.A. last week, and she and her sister stopped by to get their pictures taken at this little hole in the wall. It just amazed me. Here's this woman. I am amazed at how many people know. I didn't know that. I knew because we talked about her on the air, but not how big she is in terms of her popularity. So they're wandering around on Beverly Boulevard in Koreatown, and this little local hole-in-the-wall photo shop. So they're going to get their picture taken, and the fellow that owned the store told them how his business has been slow. There's a lot of people are just doing what he does online. And so she decided to help out and raise awareness, launched a big Instagram account for this fellow's store. And he doesn't speak a lot of English well. As I think it's his son or his nephew that works in there with him. And so they were so thankful for all the attention. And I don't know what the count is now, Victoria. You were up with it.
I think last night it was 57,000 followers on Instagram.
58.2 now.
Yeah. 58.2.
And it's so fun. Just like you, Doug, a ton of other people have gone. There's all kinds of portraits that they're posting. It's amazing.
That's what he told me. He's a wonderful man, a very sweet guy. And when I went in with Miles and I went down there, we were walking around, and Miles never been in Koreatown before, so he's looking around. Koreatown is not downtown L.A., let's put it that way. And am I right, Jennifer? We go through, wander around
different.
Through Koreatown. It's very different. So, anyway, and it's just on the other side of Hancock Park. It's not like it's way out in the middle of nowhere. It's very accessible. So we walked in, and I had my story that we discussed on the air. I had it with me. So I showed it to him, and he looked at me. And then I said, I said, let me go to your computer. So he took me into his little office, and I put Doug Steffen Networks down, or DougSteffen.com, and then up popped my picture and your picture and all the things that are on the stuff that I do, the Good Day Health Show and America's Family Farmer and all the things that I produce. And he was he looked at me and looked at Miles and said, here, come with me, he said.
Oh, boy.
He's bringing me into the back room. And there were a bunch of backdrops. He said, well, you pick one. And he did sort of sound just like that. So Miles was a little apprehensive at first. He didn't know that he wanted to go. I said, that'll be okay. Yeah, come with Gramps. And so he came in the back, and he looking around. And so he set up the backdrop, and then he took our pictures. And
the pictures are great.
They're so
freaking
cute.
Oh, my God. They're so great. Megan probably just would love that, right? Has she seen them yet?
I don't know that she has. I didn't send them to her. I'll send her to Instagram today.
You got
to
show her, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
So close
anyway,
them up.
So he comes, brings us back out front of the store. And when I tell you this is a hole in the wall, this is a hole in the wall. And he's got one of those little, what do they call those game things that you push the buttons on the side and it pushes balls around into holes?
Pinball machine?
Pinball machine, thank you, yes. And so Miles is fascinated by this. He starts pushing the buttons and looking at it. So the guy goes to his cash register and gives him 4 quarters and says, here, play with these. And so I put the quarters in the machine. Oh, I said, no, let me pay you for the... No, no, no. So we had that, and then he has a couple of little bubblegum machines and then those little quarter toy machines, and he put all kinds of quarters in there and gave Miles a whole bunch of stuff. So the most impactful thing that happened in there for Miles were these two little toys that cost a quarter that he spent the rest of the day. And when he got home, he said, Mommy, Mommy, look at that. He calls her Mama. Mama, look at what Graham's got me. And he started talking about going to get his picture taken. So, and Megan did ask me for the pictures. I just had forgotten to send them to her at this point. But the point here is, well, there are a couple of points. He was a sweet gentleman who's working hard to survive in a very competitive world. And he doesn't really understand the new world order of things. You could see that. But he also has, Megan and Matthew, when I told them about it, they remembered going to the place to get the passport picture for Miles when they went overseas when he was 2 years old.
Oh, so they knew of the place.
They knew of
the
place.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Tom from Tom's 1 Hour Photo Lab has never heard of Kacey Musgraves.
No,
but he knows her now because she's been calling back in and has been checking in with him since they've had all this happen. And she's been giving updates on Instagram saying that, you know, that he's so booked now for photo sessions. And
yes.
You can still walk in, but, you know, you might have to wait. And it's just really kind of an incredible story that's taken on a life of its own.
Well,
yeah. I think it's so cool you were part of it.
Yeah, it was actually really cute. She posted, I think, a message that she got from his son who helps run the place.
Yeah,
and he's apparently a big fan of Kacey Musgraves, and so the fact that she came in
very cool.
and has started this huge campaign, he was so excited about her and so grateful that she's doing this for his dad. And Good American, which is the clothing company that Khloe Kardashian runs, apparently a bunch of the models for that company went and got pictures
there,
and they posted on Good American. So it's just, I don't know, it's really cool and really nice to see.
Now we know why people make money being social media influencers, right?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Jennifer. That's a very good point. A very, very interesting point. But anyway, Tom's 1 Hour Photo, and we posted. It'll be interesting to see how much interest that gets from people who are on Instagram as well. I don't know. What's the process? You've posted them now, Kara, so people
I'm
just...
posting them right now, so we should see in the next few minutes.
All right. There you go. Hi to the folks listening on KVOI, new lineup that includes us, America in the Morning. Lars Larson is on the radio station, my buddy Jimbo Hannon there, and Kate Delaney, who is really quite a sweet. I went to Ireland with her. I had known her and seen her and been around her before. She's quite talented. I don't know if you ladies know her or not. Do you know her, Jennifer, Kate Delaney?
I don't.
She does a lot of sports stuff in addition to doing a
cool
program called America Tonight, but she's a nice lady.
You know, I love girls who do sports. That's fun.
Yes, I know that you do. I want to get to Robert Durst here before we get ourselves squeezed on time. I'm amazed at just the process here, Victoria.
Yeah.
The fact that this guy was in the news how many years ago? 2, 3, 4 years ago?
4 years ago he was arrested in New Orleans. Yeah.
And he's just going to trial now?
Today it starts. Yep.
Wow.
And he's been in Los Angeles, and so that's he was in the prison in New Orleans for about a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, because he had weapons charges there. So they had to process him through for that. That's one of the reasons why this has taken 4 years to go to trial. Now, and then they sent him out to L.A. Now he is facing the murder of Susan Berman, who was his former best friend. And they're also bringing up his first wife, Kathleen Durst. Her murder, or disappearing, or whatever you want to call it, I think everyone now knows he killed her. But that case was never solved. And so the judge allowed basically all of the evidence from that case gets to be combined with the Susan Berman murder. So it's people who follow this, and I am one of them. I never even knew who Robert Durst was until I saw the HBO miniseries The Jinx. And this was really the beginning. There were some true crime things out there and some podcasts, but The Jinx on HBO really is what started the true crime phenomenon that we all live in today in 2019. And so everyone knows, if you watch The Jinx, it was so well done, and he fled. It was happening all in real time. As fans were watching this miniseries every Sunday on HBO, as the case, literally the night before the finale aired, scared. That's when he had fled, and he was on the run, and he made it down to New Orleans, and the FBI got a tip from the filmmakers who called the FBI and said, look, we've already turned over the evidence that we found while doing this documentary, and we know he's going to run. He knows what's coming in the finale, where he basically is caught on a hot mic admitting that he murdered everyone. His first wife, his neighbor down in Texas, he was acquitted for that murder, but he murdered that guy, and then also his best friend Susan Berman. That's how this all broke. So essentially, he is going to be found guilty. I don't know how anyone could not find him guilty at this point, but he will be found guilty because of a documentary.
To get the court.
Well, like I said, the first 2 years of the last four, he was in New Orleans on those charges that were different.
Justice there. Here's another one. This really will blow your mind. For those of you who thought that it was long ago and far away in our history, as we get closer to September 11th, the anniversary next week, you'll be flabbergasted to know that the trial date for the five men who were charged with plotting the attacks of September 11th, 2001, they're just going to trial now.
The way it is with high-profile cases, for whatever reason.
The military trial scheduling order, which has been released, the trial will take place at Gitmo.
It's probably a tribunal, right?
Yeah.
It's a military tribunal, yeah.
Yeah. It was set for January 11th, 2021. At 20 years almost after it took place.
But see, they've got them in custody, and so I think that they don't fast track that stuff. They're not American citizens, so they don't have the right to a speedy trial, so they just let them sit.
Wow. Though when you think about it, notice this almost impossible to get swift justice because of the system, but that really...
And you're saying 2021, they don't even think that it's actually going to happen then, because they say Guantanamo isn't prepared to host such a big trial that's going to have, you know, obviously international interest. So, I don't know. When I saw the story, I couldn't believe that I hadn't had a trial.
I did a double check on the date. Yeah. I thought maybe it was a typo.
It was a mistake. Today, speaking of all of that, is National Skyscraper Day. Several factors led to the rise of skyscrapers, if you'll pardon the pun. For one, the increased urban commerce reality in America, as well as an increase in population. There was no place to build except up. Another factor was the invention of the passenger elevator. Isn't it interesting what we take for granted? The first elevator was installed in New York in 1857. First office building with one was the Equitable Life Building. That was built in 1870. But think about it. When was the Empire State Building built? Do you remember? Somebody remember? Or no?
I think it was the Chrysler Building was first, right?
Yeah.
And then the Empire State Building was
maybe
in the 60s, 70s? I don't know.
1860s or 70s? No.
18? No. 19. I think that was in the 1900s.
What?
The Empire State Building.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was way... Well, if it was... It may have been... After, no, I think...
Can
it was,
we Google this, Karen?
20? Yeah. In the meantime, while you're Googling it, Jennifer...
It was finished in 1931.
31.
It started in 1930.
Yeah. So, today we recognize the highest skyscraper in the world, I think, is in Dubai, isn't it? And the highest building...
Or Malaysia, actually. Right?
Yeah.
Somewhere. I think it might
be
Dubai.
The one that Tom Cruise jumped off of and broke his ankle during the film. That's it. Hi, Jennifer. Television tonight. What do we have? Quick listing.
All right, quick listing. Bachelor in Paradise, again, still working away at finding a true love. That is tonight on ABC at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, First Responders Live on the on Fox. I'm sorry, that's new, at 9 o'clock. America's Got Talent, the semifinalists are performing on NBC. That starts at 8 for a two-hour episode, followed by the semifinals of Bring the Funny. That's at 10 o'clock. Intervention is new tonight on A&E. That starts at 9. I love that show. Deadliest Catch, two new episodes on Discovery. Deadliest Catch on deck at 8 and a new Deadliest Catch at 9 after that, so you can check it all out. Plus, Dance Moms, new tonight on Lifetime. Woohoo!
10 before the hour on the DJV Show.
message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now 53 after the hour, Cyber Tech Talk here on the DJV program. Sharia Keelan and I'm really prepared to listen to her when it comes to all this information. And we get started actually focused on the hurricane and using your smartphone. So for those of you who are on the East Coast, listen up to this. This will probably help you out a lot.
Yeah, and for those who may not be in the line of fire for Hurricane Dorian, we're certainly going to have, from all the weather forecasting, this will not be the last storm that we deal with in this season. So there are a lot of things that people should be doing, and preparing your smartphone is really an important part of it. A lot of people will find themselves relying on a smartphone, but, you know, in these conditions, smartphones aren't that great. They're not great always in rain. Obviously, they can't get wet. But if you've got flooding and spotty mobile service and things like that, when towers start going down or being affected, so there are things that you want to do before, as you're planning your survival kit and all of the things that are important, boarding up the house, if maybe that's the stage you're in right now, you have to also make sure that technology keeps up with you. And so if you're preparing for a hurricane or any of the major storms that, like I said, we're probably going to be having, there are things that you want to remember to do beforehand. So there are apps that you want to have downloaded on your phone. The Red Cross has a number of apps that are actually really good. They have one that's called a Shelter Finder app, and there's a first aid app, a hurricane app, earthquake, wildfire, other natural disasters. They have individual apps for all of those that are really worth checking out and making sure that you have downloaded. Obviously, you want to make sure your phone is charged at all times. If you have an extra battery pack for it, that's also important. Now, each one of these apps from the Red Cross includes checklists, advice during emergency situations, how to perform certain first aid, CPR, how to handle food and water during power outages. They have quizzes to make sure that you are ready, and then you can sign up for emergency notifications also. Now, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, they have an app that includes information for all kinds of disasters as well. Tips for creating your emergency kit, emergency meeting locations, maps of important locations, things like that. And then there's an app that gets a really good rating. It's called the Disaster Alert app, and that offers real-time maps that show active or impending incidents that are deemed potentially hazardous to people, property, and assets. And so that's also a really good app. That's the Disaster Alert app. That's a really good one to have. It includes hurricanes and floods and earthquakes, tsunamis, things like that. Now, if there is cell service, people are encouraged to send text messages and emails and post notifications to Facebook and Twitter about their whereabouts and their immediate needs. That is actually how a lot of first responders are finding people when these natural disasters strike. If your smartphone doesn't have coverage in the area that you're in during emergency, remember, and a lot of people don't know this, you don't need to have an active cell service or cell plan in order to call 911 from your mobile phone. So just make sure that you always remember that, and because you don't need to pay for that cell service to call 911, if you have an old or deactivated phone that you have lying around the house, charge it up because you can also call 911 with that phone. So just certain tips, you know, things that we take for granted sometimes, not really being technologically prepared, even though we have our disaster kits ready to go.
All right, next up, Apple has made an announcement that may help you if you have, as I do, screens that are cracked.
Yeah, this is for the Apple Watch. They've acknowledged that there is a flaw in certain Apple Watch models that could lead to the screen cracking, and so they've launched a replacement program for people who have this issue. Apple or authorized service providers will replace the screen on eligible models free of charge, and so this is for the Apple Watch Series 2 and 3. The 4, which is the current series, that's not covered, and we are suspecting the reason for that is because they've already fixed the problem. So if you have a Series 3 watch or a Series 2, then if you have a screen that's cracked or if it looks like it's on its way to cracking, go and get it fixed now because they're going to do it for you for no charge. So it's especially with the waterproof watches, you cannot have a crack on your screen and go into a body of water or into the shower because you will absolutely ruin your phone, your Apple Watch.
Who wears even if they're waterproof watches, who needs to wear a watch? You're naked in the shower, for God's sakes. What do you need to have a watch?
If I'm out of spin class, I always jump in the shower because my watch is all sweaty, so I want to wash it off. I always shower with my watch after spin class.
Really?
Yeah. Surfers wear them all the time in the water, so you know what time it is and the tides and things like that. So they're and people swim laps. It calculates your laps for you and the calories that you're burning. So people are really loving the waterproof feature.
Welcome to the modern era, ladies and gentlemen. What time is it now, according to your Apple? It looks like 59 past the hour, Victoria.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.